Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left so want to get ahead of this story in Israel. Joe Biden funded the attack of Hamas on Israel. No question about it. And every time they're asked the question, well, our money didn't necessarily go here. Not a dime of that money has been spent. But you notice this. They don't talk about taking it back. If it hasn't been spent, why can't you take it back? Why can't you say, in light of what's happened here and the idea that Iran may have funded this attack on Israel, we're going to freeze these funds again? Why wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't it make sense? If you don't know, investigate it. We already know you're going to do a sham investigation anyway. Make us believe that we actually don't exist in the Matrix. But they don't even do that. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This is so amazing to me. It really is that it's so clear that the anti-Semitism of the left, Joe Biden spent so much time paying off the people in Ukraine and probably China. And I think it's related to Iran as well, that he's not making the moves that a real president would make. So he does his 60 Minutes interview. And I got to tell you, I didn't watch the whole interview. Are you kidding? No. But when you watch Joe Biden interview, I'm going to tell you right now, my head hurts. He's got that Botox, so his face doesn't move, and he's kind of got a frown. He doesn't realize it, but it's wearing off. So he kind of frowns a lot. And you're going, Joe, you do realize you're showing, you know, your age is showing. By the way, it'll be 81 next month, they say. And he's showing every bit of it. Go back and look at Joe Biden when he debating Trump only 3 years ago. And look at him today. They can't put enough makeup on this guy. Nothing. He looks like death warmed over. That was a phrase we used to use in military school. Looks like death warmed over. And he does. But you got to hear some of these clips. Scott Pelley, here's the way they set this interview up on 60 Minutes. Let's play the Scott Pelley clip.
Rarely does a president confront so much peril. The catastrophe in Israel, the war in Ukraine, and no help from a paralyzed Congress. Late Thursday, we met President Biden at the White House. It had been a rough week, and we could see it on him. Mr. Biden will be 81 next month, and he has said that when he's tired, his lifelong stutter can creep back in. But he wedged us into his schedule to express his commitment to Israel after the massacre of more than 1,000 civilians 8 days ago.
Now, the funniest part of that, there is a lot of crap in that, you know, in that statement. And here's the crap of it. Joe Biden created the peril. Joe Biden invited Russia to invade Ukraine. Joe Biden funded Hamas by way of Iran to go into Israel. Now, the paralyzed Congress, Joe Biden and the left cheated and essentially didn't let the Republicans win in the numbers that they should have in the red wave, so we have this so-called paralyzed Congress. He's going to be 81 next month. I already talked to you. They're trying to make Joe look like he's a picture of health. Look at him, his youth and his vitality. Jogging up to the stage, you know, oh, look at me. And then trip, 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 trip. It was so fun to watch. I talked about it the other day. I don't need to rehash it. And then what about this lifelong stutter? Had you heard that? I have never heard that about Joe Biden. I'm not telling you that it isn't true. I'm saying I never heard about it. But it definitely made me curious. So I decided to look it up. And I found some interesting stuff. And yes, it's conspiratorial. So here's what PBS wrote for the young Joe Biden. few things were as daunting as speaking in front of his class. A student at Catholic school, Biden struggled with a stutter, a speech condition that at the time was often regarded as a sign of low intelligence. Well, it's been validated. The mockery was sometimes fierce, including from a nun who was his teacher. And then they did a documentary, The Choice 2020, Trump versus Biden. Biden's sister, Valerie Biden Owens, described what happened after a teacher called her brother, Mr. Biden, as he recited an assignment in class. Their mother, she says, marched Biden back to school and confronted his teacher head on. Sister, did you make fun of my son? If you ever, ever, ever do that again, I'm going to come back and I'm going to knock your bonnet right off your head. Do we understand each other? Now, while some of you may say, boy, that's a doting mother. No, it isn't. That's a violent mom. It's a violent mom. That's where Biden gets all that, oh, I'll kick your butt, man. Do more push-ups than you, man. From his violent mom. Violent mom. Look, I don't believe that story any more than I believe Hunter Biden is a Renaissance painter. Let me tell you what I found. There's not a stutter story about Joe Biden pre-2019. That I could find. What they were doing was setting it up because Joe Biden, even then, they knew this guy can't keep a thought together. So they just made it up. Look, maybe you're a better researcher than I, but I looked for these stories. I found March of 2019 was as far back as I got. Now, I'm not going to lie, I didn't look. It wasn't like I was looking for the Smithsonian, but I'm just saying, you would think you'd find him dating back to his Senate years and all this. I didn't find any. Here's another one I read. And this guy was more in line with me. This one was Newsweek. For the record, the first one was NPR. All right, here we go. Critics of Biden have contended that the occasional mental lapses that he has displayed on the campaign trail over the last year cannot be explained away by the fact that he has long dealt with a stutter and that his age is clearly a factor. Trump, who rarely misses a chance to mock a political opponent, recently jeered that the people around Biden are going to have to put him in a home. But those who attack Biden over his slip-ups are choosing to overlook that he has verbally stumbled in the past, when he wasn't as old as he is now, and that once he even referred to himself as a gaffe machine. One example out of the many, in 2012, Biden told a paralyzed man in a wheelchair, "Stand up, Chuck." And it's worth keeping in mind that a stutter doesn't just affect your speech, it affects how you think and other elements of how you communicate. We got more to cover because I didn't make the points I wanted to make. So sit tight, one more session on this. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Thursday, we met President Biden at the White House. It had been a rough week, and we could see it on him. Mr. Biden will be 81 next month, and he has said that when he's tired, his lifelong stutter can creep back in. But he wedged us into his schedule.
I stopped the clip there because that was the most interesting part. He got wet. 60 Minutes was wedged into Biden's schedule. No, this wasn't planned. No. We didn't want to do a puff piece on Joe Biden about how difficult it is to be president of the United States. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to Making Sense of It All. And let me just explain to you, there isn't any wedging into the schedule. They planned this. This is meant to make Biden look like, oh, he's burning the midnight oil. Look at Joe Biden. He's working his butt off. All these things that are occurring around the world, and this man just has it together. Look, he's so youthful. He's got such vitality. Wow. Really? Sell it, man. Y'all sell it. But when he's tired, he gets his lifelong stutter. That I researched, and let me just tell you this, it could be true. I'm not going to lie, it could be true. But when I looked it up, and I did it, it was a cursory search. I didn't go deep. No, but they didn't start talking about Biden stutter till 2019. And they were talking about it in the sense of he's such a reckless beast when he's out there, when he just says something. I mean, they would have been better off saying Biden suffers from a Tourette's than he's tried to maintain his entire life. But a stutter? I mean, they're so desperate, and they were desperate in 2019 because Joe Biden was making so many mistakes, and they couldn't sell him to the public for the big cheat. So they were, let's have a puff piece just in case. And of course, 60 Minutes brings up, he's not mentally deficient. You knew where I was going, didn't you? He's not mentally deficient. No, he stutters. When he's tired, his stutter comes back. It reminds me of that movie, The King's Speech. In a whole movie about a dude who couldn't speak. And when he finally gave a speech, it was like, oh, he's so wonderful. I'm sorry. Being able to talk doesn't make you wonderful. Being born into royalty, and he couldn't speak. Poor little prince. You know, so he gives a speech, and everybody's like, yay! You white people will make movies about the most ridiculous stuff. Pretty soon we're going to get a movie about Biden's stutter, how he overcame it. Come on, y'all. People have been through many, many more tough things than that. But what got me was the brutal schedule of Joe Biden. Let me ask you, do you think Israel feels safe with Joe Biden as president? I'm going to answer for you, okay? Can I do that? I'm going to answer for you. No, because he's already demonstrated he's not a good partner. He can't protect them. Our clandestine services didn't do what we normally do in working with Mossad and other Israeli operatives to prevent these types of attacks. We're not set up for it. In fact, we've been infiltrated. And worse than that, Joe Biden is working with the enemies of Israel. He's funding them. But let's talk about this brutal schedule. Two meetings where Biden was briefed by others. He didn't have to prep. I mean, I'm sure he did I know he did because, you know, what takes you and I a minute to assess takes Biden hours. But all he had to do was manage to not sleep during two 15-minute sessions, and I'm betting that's all it took because they were briefings. So Joe Biden, when Scott Pelley says he wedged us in for a meeting, it was so important that we get the word out in 60 Minutes, the revered, you know, TV magazine. Well, he's wedged us in between his 10 a.m. meeting and his 4:30 p.m. meeting. That's his official schedule. There's a link to it that we put on the website. A 10 a.m. meeting and a 4 p.m. meeting. And 60 Minutes managed to get wedged in. Folks, we've got a war that Biden started in Ukraine. We've got a new war that's emerging in Israel. Two wars being fought in two different theaters. All right? And Joe Biden's got two meetings on his schedule. I mean, shouldn't he be at the Pentagon? And you know what Joe Biden says about fighting two wars? It's nothing, man. Come on, man.
Are the wars in Israel and Ukraine more than the United States can take on at the same time?
We're the United States of America, for God's sake. The most powerful nation in the history, not in the world, in the history of the world. The history of the world. We can take care of both of these and still maintain our overall international defense. We have the capacity to do this, and we have an obligation to. We are the essential nation, as to Paris Pitfrey, the former Secretary of State. And if we don't, who does?
Wars, man. Come on, man. How many wars y'all want to fight? We can fight two wars. We can fight five wars at the same time. We're America, man. Come on, man. What y'all talking about? God, what an idiot. I don't know how many wars we can fight. I know this. I don't want to fight one. We shouldn't be fighting a war in Ukraine. And the support we give to Israel should be the support that Congress says to give to Israel. But again, not our war necessarily. Our people to protect, the people to get involved with. But Israel fights Israel's wars. Now, don't misunderstand me. I understand the ramifications of and the implications of we want to kill America, too. OK, fine. Here's what we'll do. We'll keep our guns. It's prevented everybody else from wanting to come over here. So we'll worry about that. And you know, the other thing I don't want to do, I don't want to start bringing in a bunch of Palestinians. I don't want to start bringing in terrorists who hate America, who want to get into our political system, who have already infiltrated our political system to such a degree that our clandestine services can't even warn our partners that they're about to be attacked. I'm not off this brutal schedule of Joe Biden yet. 10 a.m. meeting. That proves difficult when you wake up at 10 a.m. They got to rush old Joe out of bed, get him in the shower. I can only imagine what it is to wake up Joe Biden early in the morning for him, you know, 10 a.m. And, you know, normally old people get up super early. I'm one of them. I get up at 3:30 in the morning. But I'm fresh. I don't need people rubbing my bum bun. But Joe Biden, I can only imagine what it's like to get this clown up in the middle of the day. Brutal schedule. And then, of course, he's got to be in bed by 5 p.m. It's a wrap. The guy can't manage softball interviews. And they want him to run the world. They want you to believe we're in good hands with Joe Biden. America and the world should be fearful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A court staffer facing charges after approaching former President Trump during his New York City fraud trial. A coalition of progressive House Democrats say they'll still support Israel while also urging the Biden administration to advocate for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. That way, there could be a safe return of hostages, the delivery of humanitarian aid, and minimizing civilian casualties on both sides. More than 350 Americans in Gaza seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. On Wednesday, a large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol's rotunda in Washington, D.C. Capitol Police made multiple arrests as demonstrations are not allowed in congressional buildings, as per Capitol Police regulations. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know how your mind works, but mine works based on sort of inputs. I get these inputs and my mind goes, oh, you know, I'm not an originist. That's not even a word. An originalist, I guess, would be the best way to put it. I rarely, like, think of the idea of the concept. It's the concept that, or the idea, and then I start thinking about it conceptually. So you give me a phone, and I go, oh, well, this could be a phone, it could be a computer, it could be, I'm like Steve Jobs. Don't look for me to be the inventor, but look for me to be the guy that takes the invention and says, we could do this to it, and this to it, and this would be so cool. I do the same thing with news. I do it with people's work. I'm going to Amadeus your Salieri almost every time. That's the way my mind works. And you know what's interesting is when you know how your mind works, you go, okay, I'm not going to be the originator. The only thing I've originated in a while, to be honest with you, is our new merch. Go to the shop. I took Trump's mugshot and I did something really cool with it. And we've been doing a whole lot of really cool stuff with it. Stuff that you can't see anywhere else. So if you're a Trump fan or you know a Trump fan, go to shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and check it out. But honestly, that's not my forte. My forte is generally looking at something and then saying, ooh, now I get it. I get it. And here's what I've noticed. I'm amazed at how little terrorism is committed by Jews. I'm also amazed at how little terrorism is committed by non-secular Christians. In other words, practicing Christians. People that go to church every day. People that have a firm belief in God. People that live their religion, if you will. But what I will tell you is those Muslims seem to commit a lot of terror. What I also tell you is this. Those who do not seem to practice religion in America seem to commit a lot of crime that could even be described as terror. I don't believe Black Lives Matter is filling the churches in America. I don't believe Antifa is dropping everything on Sunday and going to Lutheran church or Catholic church. And I'm giving you some observations. Now, I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you have noticed the same thing. You probably didn't put it into those terms, but you've noticed it too. And these apologists for the terrorists amaze me. There are people who will stand up and fight for Black Lives Matter. They will claim Antifa is just a concept that doesn't really exist. Don't believe it, Holy Mother of Portland. It does not exist. They will tell you that it's not Arabs and Muslims or whatever committing these acts of terror. It's a figment of your imagination. It's just bad people committing, doing bad things. Don't try to categorize it just because they all practice the religion of peace, a.k.a. Islam. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I've chronicled terror, terror attacks, etc., for quite some time. I even brought back an old post that I made where I explained terror attacks by decade have escalated, and when Iran got the mullahs back in charge, the ayatollahs, terrorism went on steroids. It's clear to see Iran wanted to extend the caliphate all over the world. They keep claiming they're going to make everybody into Muslims. And so the jihad is on. And it's clear that it is. Israel wants to live in peace. That's it. You know what Hamas and Hezbollah and many other Arab groups want? They want Israel eradicated from the face of the earth. They say it in their own words. They write it. They distribute it. They enforce it. And there are apologists in this country and around the world who protest in support of terrorists. And they make us think, oh, y'all, look at you guys. Y'all are crazy, you know, believing in protecting babies and protecting your borders and, you know, working hard and, you know, judging people by their character. Look at you crazy people. So here's a story. Europe, shaken by Islamic terrorist attack. In Brussels, shooter still at large. I don't know whether he is or not by the time you hear this, but that was the headline when my producers got it to me. Two Swedes were killed in a shooting spree. Interesting. It says, Brussels was hit again by an Islamic terrorist attack, which apparently took the lives of two other Europeans, two Swedes, Macron said during a visit to Tirana. The guy writes this, most ironically perhaps, given the comments from various world leaders about terrorists attacked by a Muslim man who recorded the video of himself explaining this was, quote, to avenge the Muslims who have died for their region, the Belgian prosecutor issues a statement that there is no immediate link to Israel Hamas. So, there's been a claim via social media where someone says he is the perpetrator, that he has sympathies for ISIS, and what is also important, he mentions the Swedish nationality of those victims. This is what Eric van der Sip, spokesman for the Federal Prosecutor's Office, said. He says, for now, at the current stage of the investigation, there would be no relation to the conflict in Gaza. So there's a terrorist attack on the heels of what happened in Gaza, and these apologists, in this particular case, in Belgium go, well, we're just not quite sure, you know, what the motivations are. I'm astounded by, I'm sure you are as well, but when you, and I keep coming back to this, when something doesn't fit, it makes my mind go, wait a minute, it doesn't make sense. Why are you apologizing? Why won't you say, this was, it's not a problem to say, you know what, given the circumstances, this could be linked to that. But they go the other way. Though, we don't want anyone jumping to conclusions. They're still in protect mode. Still in protect mode. Is it a fear? What is it? I don't have the answer. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to, it isn't like I'm leading you up to something where I go, aha, here's the revelation. No, I don't have the answer. But I know this, it's idiotic for us to continue to let them do it. I call these things out, because if there's a terror attack in, okay, remember when it happened in France where they were in some music, I think it was a concert. They locked people down, they killed hundreds of people. And the immediate report is, well, all the attackers were bearded, Middle Eastern looking men. Oh, it must have been the Hasidic Jews that did it. When there's an attack at a Christmas party in San Bernardino, And the stories were, well, let's not jump to conclusions, even though a neighbor says we saw bearded men that look Middle Eastern planning something, get in a car. I mean, I don't know all the details of it, but here's what I'll tell you. Go look at any of these stories, and you'll find the cover-up. Okay? We don't want to tell you. And look, we've already been down this road before. We know the game. But the minute they don't tell you who it is, they don't list the assailants. Christmas party in San Bernardino shot up. 7 people killed. Assailants at large. They don't want to tell you who it is. But boy, let some redneck meth head kill somebody. Danny Johnson, white boy from, you know, whatever, crackhead, crankhead, whatever. They're going to give you the whole scoop on him. And that's when you know something's up. Look, I don't know what the media's game is. I don't know why they want to try to. Do they think they're fooling us or what? I'm sure the average person, the least common denominator, is like overlooked. Oh, we don't know who it is yet. I mean, we'll figure it out. Then the next phase of reporting is, well, it could be. You know, they give you a description. It could be Muslims, but let's not jump to conclusions. Conclusions? They go on to say this. Belgium's government crisis center confirmed reporting of the killings and asked the public not to share images or videos. Oh, boy. That might be related to the incident. Don't let people know who to look for. That your life could be in danger if you spot this Muslim guy who just killed 2 Swedes. We don't want to get the word out. We live in a time where we want information out quickly so we could, for public safety. Don't you think this is a public safety issue? If somebody just killed 2 Swedish nationals in Brussels. I mean, this isn't exactly the PR that Brussels needs right now. Certainly in light of what we've, you know, what's happened with it within Israel. They talked about this. Brussels was hit by Islamic State terrorists in 2016, which left more than 30 people dead and hundreds injured. Stay safe out there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
They found UNICEF first aid kits among the stuff that the Hamas jihadists had on them during the raid when they found some of them dead. So UNICEF, which we fund, United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund is what it stands for. We ship first aid kits over. And as we've been talking about with this fungible money, as it turns out, these guys are getting this stuff ends up in the hands of terrorists. They don't go buy their own stuff. They get our aid, humanitarian aid. They use it for themselves, and then they go wage jihad. So our tax dollars aren't funding humanitarian aid. They're funding the terrorists' ability to take care of themselves on the battlefield. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm going to be talking about leftists waking up to Donald Trump in the next hour. Shocking information. Going back to these UNICEF kits, and this all fits in. I know it seems like I just threw that in there, but it fits in. A guy said, after finding out that these UNICEF kits were going all over the world, he said, been shouting this to the world for years. They're receiving weapons via their aid, and nobody's listening. He says, I hope people are going to start to realize that the stockpile of weapons that they get is because they're taking the aid stuff, and they don't have to put money into that. We're providing that. Money is fungible. It can be used wherever you want. If they don't have to buy first aid kits because we're buying them for them, or grain and food and other sundries, then they can spend that money waging war, waging terror in this case. We are suffering from one thing in this country and around the world: weak leadership. You could also define it as woke leadership. But good days are coming, folks. New poll over the weekend said Donald Trump beats Joe Biden in four crucial swing states, raising questions, they write, about whether the Democrats should stick with the incumbent or push an alternative candidate. They think it's the candidate. They don't think it's their ideas. Put in Mr. Dreamy. Put in Gavin Newsom. That'll do it. Telegraph's Redfield and Wilton Strategies poll found Republican frontrunner beating Biden in Arizona, North Carolina, and Florida, states he won on his way to the White House in 2016. That's talking about Trump. In addition, Trump trailed Biden by a single point in Pennsylvania, was tied in the Democrat-leaning state of Michigan. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, none of this is true. Donald Trump is trouncing Joe Biden in every one of these states, but they're still sounding the alarm bell because what they want the Democrats to do is wake up. And people are hearing that bell. We've got 2+ months before the end of the year, and I've said Joe Biden's not making it to the end of the year. Our Christmas present and New Year's Eve celebration, if you will be Joe Biden gone. They go on to say this: nevertheless, the poll marks troubling reading for Biden just over a year before the presidential election. But here's what they found. Donald Trump's in better physical and mental health, and they believe that he is a strong leader. Whew, that's the key phrase. Next one, will be tough on China. Next one, can get the economy going again. Next one, understands the problems afflicting America. Biden led on two qualities, they said. He cares about people like me, and he's willing to work with the other party where possible. All but one state deemed him the more honest of the two likely candidates. So, the Republicans, they know what to work on. If you want to believe that is polling, and let's just say that it is for the sake of this discussion, they believe Trump on leadership and all these other things. But they say Biden cares about people and he wants to work with the other party. Prove that he doesn't. They say Biden's trustworthy. I don't know where you could get this, but prove that he's a liar. It's easy stuff. Look, I'm not going to go into the details. It's easy to show how Joe Biden is a liar. And you want to know all you need to do? Expose him. Get Congress to do its job. They go and they say this is troubling for Biden because they say Democrats need to think hard about whether to stick with Biden as their candidate. Folks, this is mainstream news. They don't let this out. These are not the talking points they're supposed to be presenting to you. Our polling shows that they cannot expect the rerun of 2020 to have the same result. In other words, they can't cheat Biden in this time. There's no polling that will prove that Joe Biden could get 81 million votes. But you know what there is polling to prove? And I'll prove it in the next hour. That Donald Trump can get 75 million. There's polling proof for that. They say if they run with the same strategy as they did in 2020, counting on voters' distaste for Trump, you ready? They will lose. Wait a minute. I thought Trump was universally hated. thought it was just going to be a rerun of two old guys that nobody wanted. What? Notice this. They aren't talking about replacing Trump. They're talking about replacing Biden, but they everything that they're pointing to says Trump's the guy. They're not telling you, well, the Republicans, who are, by the way, in supposed disarray. The Republicans are in disarray. Oh, my gosh, they can't pick a speaker. Look at all these different things. They're in disarray. And yet, Donald Trump's the man. DeSantis was supposed, where is he at? He's supposed to get all this traction. DeSantis isn't getting any traction. Nikki Haley's now the new face of the Republican Party. She did ask an interesting question about the terrorists. I'll give her that. Let's play that clip.
There are a couple of things at play here. Hamas is going to do everything they can to not have them leave, because guess what? They want them all to die. One, they want to use them as human shields, but two, they want to blame Israel and show images of dead children and say, look at what Israel did. But don't ever forget what Hamas did. Don't ever forget those girls running for their life. Don't ever forget those babies that were killed in cribs. Don't ever forget the people that they were dragging through the streets. And what were they saying, Jake? They were saying, death to Israel, death to America. That's who we're dealing with. But I dealt with this at the United Nations. You're going to hear all of those Arab countries vilify Israel for what's about to happen. You're going to hear all of them say, how dare you not do more for the Palestinian people? And you know what? We should care about the Palestinian citizens, especially the innocent ones, because they didn't ask for this. But where are the Arab countries? Where are they? Where is Qatar? Where is Lebanon? Where is Jordan? Where is Egypt? Do you know we give Egypt over $1 billion a year? Why aren't they opening the gates? Why aren't they taking the Palestinians? You know why? Because they know they can't vet them, and they don't want Hamas in their neighborhood. So why would Israel want them in their neighborhood? So let's be honest with what's going on. The Arab countries aren't doing anything to help the Palestinians because they don't trust who is right, who is good, who is evil, and they don't want it in their country.
They do not want them in their countries. According to King Abdullah II, Jordan is not prepared to accept any more Palestinian refugees from the Gaza Strip. That was a red line, said Abdullah, after a meeting with Schultz in Berlin. It is important that people remain steadfast and present on their land. No refugees in Jordan, no refugees in Egypt, he said. Nikki Haley was right. But let's go back to this polling, because, like I said, this war is creating a real problem for the Democrats, and they don't want to admit it, but it is. It's a war, and it's a very simple reason. They started it. Donald Trump had peace practically negotiated in the Middle East. Again, you see the dichotomy between leadership and abject failure. They go on to say this. In 2020 and 2016, and 2020 were close. In both elections, it came down to 100,000 votes across three different states. Not true, for the record. Cheated. That's what it came down to. They go on to say, our polling suggests this election may be even closer, with Trump winning two states he lost in 2020, but won in 2016, and the remaining two states too close to say which way they would go. Bull. Nobody wants Biden. Nobody wants the Democrats. Not the majority of these states. I looked at the heat map of Louisiana, solidly red. The heat map of every state in this country is solidly red. The only thing that you see are the cities. And those cities are burning. And people are tired of the strife that Biden has put them through. And they want a change, but they want that change back. They know Trump. But here's the most important thing. They trust him.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Two.